Again, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning and we thank you for what we've already heard. We now pray for Ron and ask that he would stay true to your word and that it would be to your honour and glory. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Lovely to see you again. I was here just an hour ago. Somebody walked in and they said, "I've missed the rapture." That is the rapture lecture. Thank you, Peter. We know you would like 2 hours to present that. We realise that. Now, we're moving into the second session now. And once again, we do appreciate Peter's presentation of the rapture of the church, caught away to meet the Lord in the air. What an event. What an event. When I was going across India, I got goosebumps and I was thrilled. And I was speaking to the believers there and I say, can you imagine this? Here are Indian believers being caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord. Some from this area and over in Australia, there'll be those who will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And those in the United States of America, there'll be those that will be caught up to meet in the air. In Australia, well, maybe a few. No, there will be wonderful believers being caught up to meet the Lord. What an event! What an event, brothers and sisters! It's going to begin to bring this age to a close. And the Lord is going to move forward with His purposes. We are on the winning side. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is far above all principalities and powers to the church, it says in the book of Ephesians. So we're on the winning side. Now in your notes, if you would like to turn to page number four in the notes, if you wish to follow the notes, you are welcome. I will hope to guide you page by page. If not, you may listen, and we're going to turn to a few Bible portions and a few scriptures today. You can either read your Bible, read your smartphone, or your iPad. I don't think anyone has their computers here today. I've got to keep up with the younger generation. It is a bit difficult, yeah. I remember Heather saying one time in her TAFE classes, she was teaching English to the migrant students, and she kept seeing these smartphones coming out. And of course, what would you think as a teacher? Oh, they're playing their games and texting and so on and whatever. And then they said to Heather, "We're looking up our dictionaries because it's multilingual." She was teaching them English. Yes, okay. All right, let's turn to page four, please. Now, this subject is a bitter, sweet subject. A bitter, sweet subject. It's sweet in the sense that we arrive at the Father's house. Can you imagine it? Arriving at the Father's house. John 14, 1-3. I will come to receive you in my Father's house, that where I am, you may be also. And won't that be overwhelming? Can you imagine that? We can't. Can you imagine? Some artists have tried to portray that. Coming into the presence of the Lord, arriving there in heaven. After the rapture. In the very presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The whole assembly, it says there in Hebrews. The throne of God, Father, Son, and Spirit. The cherubim, the seraphim, 10,000 times 10,000 of the angels of God, innumerable. And then all the saints of God that have been. Hello, I'm Adam. And then he would say, that is Adam there on the throne, the second Adam, the Lord Jesus. I messed it up. He fixed it up. Do you think so? Something like that. Anyhow, that's the sweet side. That's the sweet side. And then the bitter side could be, that now we stand before the Lord to be reviewed. What have you done with your time? What have you done with your money? What have you done in your local assembly? What have you done for me? See what I've done for you. I left all of this. What have you done for me? And we have hymns, do we not, that portray that message. So there's the bittersweet side. One of the verses that I never forget, and I believe it's in the epistles of John, where we read of those people who will be ashamed at his coming. Believers, you know what it's like to hear a knock on the door? So-and-so is here, so-and-so is here. We race around, tidy up a bit, and straighten things out in the home to make it a little more presentable. We've been surprised, and we say, oh, I'm sorry, it's a bit messy today, and so on. Yeah. Well, with the coming of the Lord, there will be those, unfortunately, that will be ashamed at his coming. They'll be caught out. And this is the bitter side of things. But take heart and take courage. And this is not an excuse. Take heart and take courage. I do not believe at the judgment seat of Christ, after we have all been reviewed, and after all been rewarded or loss of rewards, I don't believe we go out into eternity with regrets and saying for thousands and thousands of generations, oh, I wish I had done more. Look at that brother over there. We've been here on Earth and we're out on planet Saturn and we're taking Saturn's been transformed now with a new heavens and a new earth. And that brother there, for thousands of years, he's so sorrowful because way back there on planet Earth, he didn't quite be all that the Lord wanted him to be. I don't believe that we'll go into eternity with regrets. I believe it'll be settled on that day. I often wonder why the verse in Scripture read, God will wipe away all tears. Goodness me, I'm in the presence of God, why would there be tears? You may have some thoughts on that. I believe the Lord will sort all of this out. Like with Peter. Remember Peter? Yeah. Peter let the Lord down. 3 times. But he said to him, and it's in the King James Version, can be a little misleading, not wrong, but a little misleading, and when you are converted, but actually literally it means, and when you turn back, you strengthen your brothers. So there is recovery, and I believe that that's the bittersweet side. The judgment seat of Christ, then moving out into eternity with joy and gladness and no rivalry, no jealousy. Oh, look, he's over 10 cities and I've only got a miserable 5 to look after and so on. No, that won't happen. We'll get all that sorted out on that day. That's where we're going. So we've taken the trip and here we are. Thank you, Peter, for giving us this good presentation regarding the rapture of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're going up to move in to the review. You may feel a little bit uncomfortable about this, but we do have to think about it, yes. Because Paul, on a number of occasions, says, we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.